This story is about an island inhabited by humans and dinosaurs. It's based on a picture book called Dinotopia, which I wrote and illustrated. I'm not going to read the story aloud or try to describe the pictures. Instead, I would like to invite you to a special kind of movie where you'll hear voices and sounds and music, and you'll even see the pictures all inside your mind. So please, if you can, turn down the lights, settle into a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and imagine yourself in the middle of the ocean on a sailing ship in 1862. Your ship is pounding into the waves, and a terrible storm is closing in on you.
We had been 2 years, departing Boston on a voyage of discovery which I hoped would distract my son, Will, from the recent loss of his mother, and assuage, somehow, my own grief. We were sailing in uncharted waters when a typhoon struck with sudden fury. It ripped loose the topsail and brought a spar down, shrouds and all, with a glancing blow on my shoulder that left me nearly senseless. I do recall Will's pulling me loose before the foaming surge carried us both into the mountainous waves. I can still feel the sensation of being lifted bodily to the surface by a dolphin. With the last of our strength, we clung to the fins of the dolphins who carried us into calmer green seas. We reached a line of breakers, and soon our own feet could carry us to shore. Blessed shore. Daylight awoke us, parched and groggy.
How was your shoulder?
Stiff, but usable, I think. We searched the shoreline for a sign of the ship or our companions, but in vain.
I found a freshwater stream.
Ah, good. Good.
Look, the dolphins. Hello? Hello?
Thank you. Thank you for our deliverance.
Father, listen. What was it?
I don't know. But I'm afraid we'll have to explore that jungle. We may be able to find some fruits and berries or even small game.
This is an adventure, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
This is like Robinson Crusoe.
Will, don't stray too far. Will, come back!
What is that thing?
I don't know, but I do have a rock if it comes within range.
Look how it's circling us.
Yes, it's the strangest creature.
It's the size of a hog.
But it resembles an iguana. Look, its mouth is like a beak.
It sounds like a parrot.
No. I wonder if...
Look out!
It's charging us! You hit it.
Yes, but just its foreleg. That doesn't mean it's...
Father, we should return to the shore.
Suddenly, the jungle erupted. Huge creatures moving with terrific speed surrounded us, displaying an armament of horns and club-like tails. I realized we were being threatened by living members of the class of vertebrates known as Dinosauria. I thrust my son behind me, preparing to do I know not what, when, to my utter amazement, a young girl emerged from behind the largest creature and soothed it with whistles, cooing noises, and gestures. She approached the injured hog parrot and made a bandage from her white headdress. I was dumbfounded and a little embarrassed.
Sego spasi dan.
I'm very sorry.
I have found my tail. Pardonnez-moi, mademoiselle?
Dina is in a samba too.
Entschuldigung?
Do you speak English?
Etu, 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 engu?
What is she saying?
I don't know.
Loco nono etono.
She's not happy.
Look, they're lifting the hog parrot onto the back of the dinosaurs.
The entire menagerie disbanded, leaving us alone with the girl and a fearsome club-tailed creature.
Lamana, Lamana.
She wants us to follow her.
I don't think we have much choice.
Lamana!
We trudged in the wake of the young girl. The jungle gave way to pasture land. The road was twice the breadth of those in America. In the muddy places, I measured wheel ruts 15 feet apart, accompanied by footprints, not of horse or oxen, but of 3, 4, and 5-toed giants. The girl and her escort led us to the heart of a large ranch, where we could see more of the dinosaurs, including several of the family Iguanodontidae. To my astonishment, these creatures were allowed to roam free of fences or harnesses, strutting about like roosters in a farmyard, and accorded the greatest respect by all of the people.
I am Persomblen Sylvia.
Is your name Sylvia?
I come from Sylvia.
Father, her name is Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Aye, Sylvia.
My name is Arthur. This is my son, William.
William.
Will.
Ah, Will.
Her parents are Giorgio and Maria Romano. They're workers in what turns out to be a dinosaur hatchery, and I must say, somewhat hen-like in their manner.
Clog, clog, quintalo to the Aino Sea. Cutadelo, huh?
Maria clucked and patted Will, while Giorgio, with immense care, arranged a nest-like bed for our comfort.
Tunadelo se maca.
By early afternoon, as far as I could judge with my pocket watch rendered useless by the salt water, we had eaten, bathed, and retired to bed. After a prolonged sleep, I awoke. Maria had washed my clothes free of salt and restored them to me.
Ah, breakfast of juice, tea, soup, bread, nuts.
Do you see there is no milk, meat, or even eggs?
Maybe this is because they hatch them. They don't eat them.
Kino se dauletolo, alek enke orchodvineya.
Manle sono lodino no.
Alec. I am Arthur Dennison. This is my son, Will.
Ah, no dino. Well, welcome, Willades.
You speak English?
English. English.
Yeah. Hi. Some 15 mothers English.
15 mothers? Your ancestors landed here 15 generations ago.
15 were now.
Would not that be some 400 years ago?
400. Kino malakana, you know?
Aye,
400's be.
I see.
What island is this?
Tis named Dinotopia.
Dinotopia?
Aye, Dinotopia is Lono Sinctu.
Tell me, are all the humans here descended from shipwrecked men and women?
Aye, be laddie ashore safely, be brought by the dolphin.
Tell us about the dinosaurs.
Let's see, Dinotopia must be all dinosaur, all manners, and all must be peaceful, live as equals they be with the likes of you and we.
The dinosaurs live as equals with humans?
Aye, they be, Arthur, equals.
Equal.
But if the herbivores exist in such large numbers, what of the great carnivores?
Sido say low.
I cannot imagine a world more terrifying than one heavily populated by Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus?
There be some.
But not here.
No.
Why
dinosaurus?
Not a Tyrannosaurus.
Sema Hat Lowell?
Father, Sylvia's going to show me the hatchery.
Oh, well, fine. I would like to see it too.
Her toalle, go to see, no?
Ai, konnes le kore ino.
Konak son chi ajo ka. Ja, ha Arthur kam. Ai bi shon hachri to yo. Here you be seeing the nest in a room.
Apparently these are egg basins, eh? Made of hardened clay with ferns for padding.
Ahead be the resting chamber, expectant parent be stay.
Ah, I see. But this, it's a pipe organ, isn't it?
It is.
But can this be played by humans?
No, unless big beer feet.
Are you saying dinosaurs play this pipe organ?
Oh, they be playing high often in the eve.
Dinosaurs creating music?
And further on now, the incubation room.
Some days have passed since my last entry. My sea chest, containing oilskin-wrapped sheets of foolscap, and my notebooks, was washed ashore, amongst other wreckage. I will no longer have to borrow the precious paper of this household for my sketches and notes. This place is a mecca for a biologist. How Burton and Livingston, indeed Darwin himself, would envy the chance to document such a place. Will and I continue to study the island's local language, apparently a blend of many, at which he is proving far more rapid a student than I. He spends much of his time with Sylvia, very much taken with the idea of a mere girl who can control such great creatures. How can they sleep at night with that dissonant screeching going?
Is it playing a sort of dinosaur song?
It's called Lobet Tona. It's a song about a loved one and its mate who leaves this world for the underworld. She is left alone to give birth and raise her young.
It's very sad.
The thought of this giant creature pumping the pedals and working the levers is so bizarre, but the sound is strangely touching. The organ echoes like a giant creature bellowing in caverns below the world. I am moved by this strange dirge. I don't know why. It's a sound that will stay with me for many days. Our kind hosts have been pecking at me with eager questions about the outside world. I have now gained sufficient command of the language to be able to tell them a little about Darwin and Huxley's new theories and described, to their infinite amusement, the recent display of life-size dinosaur models at the Crystal Palace in London.
And how do the people receive these theories of Darwin?
I'm afraid he's already being exploited.
And in what way be that?
Some people in commerce and some other professions have distorted Darwin's theory to mean survival of the fittest.
An excuse to justify their actions?
Yes. But what Darwin has said is that the species that adapts best to its environment is the one that will survive.
That not be the same as survival of the fittest?
Not at all.
Be wary of the ways of man.
Being aside from the world out beyond, I believe we be more fortunate than not.
Mm. Tell me, has anyone ever left this island?
Oh. No, none. Not one.
No eggs have rolled out of the nest.
You know of the coral reef?
The tides, the winds, they are such as move against one.
Some have dreamed of leaving, but none have.
Still, I cannot believe there isn't a way.
No way has ever been found.